Blog Talk Radio.
2x2, 1x1, one like say you no have no man. Pump up it up like a gas station. Pump up it up like a gas station. 2x2, 1x1, one like say you no have no man. Pump up it up like a gas station.
Pump it.
Give me my fine wine and Hennessy. Oh my. Fine wine and Hennessy, oh my. Tell me what you wanna be tonight. Fine wine and Hennessy. Body smooth like shea butter. She done make my heart flutter. She a wine like carnival. Baby girl, just hold me not. Say up, take control. She a wine like carnival. Baby girl, just hold me not. Yeah, take control of me. Take control of me. Ayo, take control of me. Take control of me.
2x2, 1x1, one like say you no have no man. Pump up it up like a gas station. Pump up it up like a gas station. 2x2. 1x1, one like say you no have no man. Pump up it up like a gas station. Pump up it up like a gas station.
You be my fine wine and Hennessy, oh my. Fine wine and Hennessy, oh my.
Let me
tell me what you wanna be tonight. Fine wine and Hennessy.
You like my Hennessy and fine wine. You know how to get me right every time. I know your work, so you on my front line. It was love at first sight when we first locked eyes. How we first locked eyes. So baby, when I grab your hips, I want you to work slow. As soon as I gave her the chance, she took control.
Yeah, take control of me.
Like a gas station. 2x2, 1x1, one like say you don't have no man. Pump up it up like a gas station. Pump up it up like a gas station.
Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your girl, the one and only Miss Chocolate, and we're live on the Miss Chocolate Show on WMQP-FM on 107.3 WMQP-FM, baby. And we have live with us today. Introduce yourself to the world. Introduce yourself to the world.
This is Lyrical Savage, a.k.a. the Tennessee Joker. How you doing?
How you doing, love? Okay, so you've been making moves, being an independent artist. You know, introduce, we're going to break it down like this. First of all, where you get the name from?
Well, I mean, Lyrical Savage, I've had those Savage names since I was like 7 years old. Got that part from family. I may or may not have been a bad little kid, but... Lyrical, I mean, I've always felt like that was where the music, y'all, really comes from. Y'all, a lot of people go just off the gimmick and stuff now, and I've always held lyricism, you know, above everything. And so that was, you know, where I got the that part of my name. But the Joker and that whole persona came about, you know, about a year and a half, almost 2 years now, when I went through a writer's block. Because I was trying to put out the next club hit and the next, you know, trap, you know, joint and stuff like that. And that's not the music that I listened to. I was, you know, had a lot of people in my ear trying to tell me what I need to do for my career. And I put myself into a writer's block. So in doing that, I wasn't moving, and people started taking me for a joke. And so when I, you know, popped back out, it was because I got back to writing music for myself, because that was why I started. This is what I used to vent and to work on my own mental issues. And in doing that, I owned up to the fact that I was sleeping on myself. I was being that joke that everybody was taking me as. And so I owned that and decided to become more of a and became a joker, basically. I'm not a joke. I'm a joker. I'm going to own every flaw that y'all say that I have, and then I'm going to take it and flip it and make that work to my advantage.
All right. So you're taking what people are throwing at you and then creating something out of it.
Exactly.
Mm.
And plus, I like controversy, so why not? Why not? Everybody's always got something to say no matter what I do. So instead of trying to be what everybody else wants me to be, I'm going to go excuse me, I'm gonna go crazy doing that, and I'm crazy enough as it is. So
okay.
I'd rather just be in my own craziness, and what people don't realize is as crazy as I am, as crazy as I look when you see me, what I really am is I'm so real that it's crazy. That's the whole point, because I've got this whole crazy persona that's going to catch your attention when you see me, but then as you sit and you listen, I've got a message. I've got something to say, and I'm going to say it, and I'm not going to be held to the standards of, you know, mainstream media and all that. Oh, you've got to look a certain way. You've got to rap a certain way. No, I've got something to say, and I'm going to say it. I'm trying to build a real fan base and not just seek quick fame that's going to last overnight, basically, because I happen to do something that caught the people's attention for 15 minutes, basically.
Want
something that's going to last.
Okay, so what this song called Joke Flow, what's that about? What made you come up with that song?
Well, that was one a lot of people hear my name, Lyrical Savage. Oh, okay. So, can you rap? That is the most irking question. But I understand it at the same time. You know, everybody nowadays raps. You know, every 3 seconds a new rapper pops out. And so, I understand it, but it was one of those, okay, I'm tired of y'all asking me, can I rap? Can I rap? So, I'm going to put this beat on, and I'm the joker. Disclaimer, I don't care telling anybody this. I don't freestyle. I'm a writer. Point blank, period. So that's why I didn't want to call this a freestyle or anything like that, because it's not. I sat down, I listened to that beat and pen to pad, went from the beginning of the beat to the end. But y'all wanted to know, can I rap? Well, yeah, I can. And here you go. Ain't no hooks, no breaks, no nothing. You gonna hear every word that I got to say, and now you can make your own decision.
Okay, so introduce this song to the world. We finna play this song, and we're gonna catch up with you after that.
Okay, cool. Well, like I said, this is Lyrical Savage, aka the Tennessee Joker. This is my track, Joke Flow. Just came out a couple of weeks ago, and hey, I hope y'all enjoy the craziness, man.
All right. Well, y'all heard it first right here on the Miss Chocolate Show, live on WMQP 107.3 FM. And Joke Flow right here.
Man, I'm not a joke. I'm not joking, nigga. Oh, man. I'm sick of y'all, nigga.
Right.
I don't know. I guess y'all think that I can't, like really rap, because I be, like, taking breaks and disappearing on y'all, so... You know what? This is what I got for y'all.
See, the word of the day is versatility.
Yeah.
Simple shit, it be killing me. I'll never understand how you listen but never hearing me. Simple-minded rapper is something I can't begin to be. Verses filled with imagery,
yeah,
metaphors, and the similes. I'm painting with words, the Vinci of verbs. That nice you stop your face to the curb if you get on my nerves. That's balance.
Yeah.
See, I'm taking the challenge. I used to be wasting my talents. I'm abrasive and callous.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm weird, but it's an advantage. Cause I'm different from you. You can't see it like Mr. Magoo. If you set the bar, I'ma take it and rip it in two. I like wearing red, but I love when my Vinci the glue. The game needs real, so it's time that I read it to you.
Yeah.
See, this is not no mumble rap. People have had enough of that. I'm here to bring more thunder than Lionel and the Thundercats.
Woo.
I won't relate. You faker than flowers, so there's a dummy pack. Quitting on my dreams, I'm sorry, I never heard of that. I murder rap, I'm the Grim Reaper beat. There's stains on my verses, hitters read them and weep. Cause I be writing lyrics, giving you a reason to think. Yo, IQ ain't big enough to try to reason with me. So shut the fuck up, that shit that you talking, I had enough of. While you be in your bed, I'm grinding way before sun up. At 4 a.m., 5 days a week, hitting the gym. Still be heavy in the game, but my body is getting slim. I begin by saying my motivation to win is my kid. Every move that I make it for him. Smiling grin in my face, but they plotting to do me in. Only option is to win, I'm a deity with a pen. Though I've elevated, there's no debate that I'm underrated. But there's motivation to find a way to get more creative. Perfect demonstration was the first day that my face was painted. From personal renovations, now you see what's created. I want all the smoke, like wood chips on hot or cold. Haters, adios, I'm dipping like spinach and artichoke. Got a cocky flow, you know that day you to stop me flow. And I want a bitch to ride me, I call her my jockey hoe. But I'ma take the flow and switch it up and flip it around. Give you a different sound, finally figured it out. That I just put a chatter from finger tappers, don't even matter. If the choice is you or me, every time I'ma choose the latter. You a joke, I'm a joker. Venomous words, verbal equivalent of a cobra. Saying when you see a soldier, I'm the man, nigga. In metaphorical terms, and say the way you feel instead of those rhetorical burns. Cause I ain't with that, that little bitch rap. Run up, get click like. You know that he a blood, but I'm sorry, run up, get blip like. But anyways, here's a joke flow for you niggas. But stay tuned and pay attention, I got more for you niggas. Yeah,
yeah, as a rap, nigga. Fuck em.
Oh, so you coming like that. Wow. What? Okay, okay. Yeah, you are hard. You
appreciate it.
Man, you for the being blue. Okay, okay. Yeah. Dang, I ain't know you were coming like that. Oh, this look. That right there just like took me through right there, but yeah. Okay, okay. So what made you come up? So what made you come up with this song again?
Said everybody always asks me, yo, can you rap? As soon as they, you know, they see me, they, oh my God, you dress like a clown. Okay, so I gotta come up to you. What do you dress like that for? Everybody thinks that I'm a praise dancer. I'm not, but I told my rap, okay, well, what's your stage name? I'm Lyrical Savage. Yo, they call me the Tennessee Joker. Soon as I say I'm Lyrical Savage, the looks that I get is like, oh, my God, okay, all right, whatever. So can you really rap? And I got tired of being asked if I could really rap, so instead of me telling you, I'm going to just prove it. And I didn't, what better way than beginning to end? I'm going to kill it every time.
Oh, wow. We're going to play that back. Hold on. I don't know. Everybody that's tapping in, shout out to the overseas, to everybody that's overseas tuning in. Shout out to everybody in the U.S., in Canada, in Australia, all the islands that I am, that's tuning in to Radio 107.3 WMQP-FM. We have Lyrical Savage, a.k.a., oh, man. Man, her name need to be the Flowser. Yes. We're going to run this back real quick. We're going to run this back real quick for everybody to hear this again, yo, because this song went in. We need everybody to start calling in. Everybody that's tuning in right now, call in at 515-602-9736. Don't be scared to call and pick up that phone. I know you listening because it's telling me that you listening. I see you. Just call in. I know y'all like to listen to this music, but also we want to hear your voice. What's your opinion? How do you feel about this song?
Man, I'm not a joke. I'm a joke, nigga.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I'm sick of y'all niggas.
Right. I don't know. I guess y'all think that I can't, like really rap. Because I be like taking breaks and disappearing on y'all. So, you know what? This is what I got for y'all.
See, the word of the day is versatility. Yeah. Simple shit, it be killing me. I'll never understand how you listen but never hearing me. Simple-minded rapper is something I can't begin to be. Verses filled with imagery, metaphors, and assimilies. I'm painting with words, the venture of verbs. That might just stop your face to the curb if you get on my nerves. That's balance. See, I'm taking the challenge. It used to be wasting my talents. I'm abrasive and callous. Okay. Yeah, I'm weird, but it's an advantage. Cause I'm different from you. You can't see it like Mr. Magoo. If you set the bar, I'ma take it and rip it in two. I like wearing red, but I love when my binges are blue. The game needs real, so it's time that I read it to you. See, this is not no mumble rap. People have had enough of that. I'm here to bring more thunder than lying no one to Thundercats. I won't relate. me back. Quitting on my dreams, I'm sorry, I never heard of that. I murder rap, I'm the grim reaper beat. There's stains on my verses, haters read them and weep. Cause I be writing lyrics, giving you a reason to think. Yo, IQ ain't big enough to try to reason with me. So shut the fuck up, that shit that you talking, I had enough of. While you be in your bed, I'm grinding way before sun up. At 4 a.m, 5 days a week, hitting the gym. Still be heavy in the game, if my body is getting slim. I begin by saying my motivation to win is my kid. Every move that I make it for him. Smiling grin in my face, but they plotting to do me in. Only option is to win, I'm a deity with a pen. Though I've elevated, there's no debate that I'm underrated. But there's motivation to find a way to get more creative. Perfect demonstration was the first day that my face was painted. From personal renovations, now you see what's created. I want all the smoke, like wood chips on hot or cold. Haters, adios, I'm dipping like spinach and artichoke. Got a cocky flow, you know that day you to stop me flow. And I want a bitch to ride me, I call her my jockey hoe. But I'ma take the flow and switch it up and flip it around. Give you a different sound, finally figured it out. That all that Twitter chatter from finger tappers don't even matter. If the choice is you or me, every time I'ma choose the latter. You a joke, I'm a joker. Venomous words, verbal equivalent of a cobra. Saying when you see a soldier, I'm the man, nigga. In metaphorical terms, and say the way you feel instead of those rhetorical burns. Cause I ain't with that, that little bitch rap. Run up, get click like. You know that he a blood, but I'm sorry, run up, get blip like. But anyways, here's a joke flow for you niggas. But stay tuned and pay attention, I got more for you niggas.
Yeah, as a rap, nigga. Fuck em.
Yeah, that thing right there. Oh, wow. Woo!
Man, I hope y'all tuning in right now,
but dang, that song went in. So what made you sit down to pick up a piece of paper? Like, what inspired you? Like, who was your inspiration?
Well, I mean, I literally started rapping on a fluke. I was 7. I got a cousin that makes beats. And we were at a whole family event. He was sitting there going over some of his beats with some of my older cousins. And, of course, I'm the youngest person in the room. So they're like, come on, freestyle. So, I mean, I tried. I mean, but everybody was like, oh, my, it was really good. It was really good. I'm 7. So I was like, okay, whatever. I get into it, though. I start really showing a love for music and start just listening to different people, and I decided to start writing. And, of course, it wasn't, you know, anything just really good. I didn't make my first song until I was 13. But that was what really sparked my interest in music, and so I started studying. And my mom and then, you know, my dad, once I met him, he started, you know, just introducing me to different people. And the first people that I could say, like, that I fell in love with that really – started molding how I started rapping was T.I., Lil Wayne, Ludacris, Eminem, and then any female rapper, like, from old school. So that you got MC Light, Queen Latifah, you know, people like that, Salt and Pepper. It was what they did, and then looking at how the male people that I named, how they wrote and the punchlines, and Eminem with the controversy and just not caring what he said, those all just resonated deep with me. And so I started writing, came out with my first song at 13, and then from there it was just a matter of me, you know, working. I was just trying to get heard, trying to push, trying to, you know, meet the right people. And I didn't start doing shows, though, until I was, like, 19 years old. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's been a long process.
Yeah, so, and now you're an independent artist right now?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Some artists haven't even got to some of the levels that you are reaching right now. And as long as you keep reaching the level that you need to get to, you'll win.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. That's pretty much all I can do.
So what about, how about your family? They still, they got your back on everything? How that's going with?
I have a good amount of support in my family. They actually, you know, were a big part. I went to the SCA Awards that were in Biloxi, Mississippi earlier this year, And my family was a big part with y'all nominating and stuff, as well as y'all, my fans and stuff. Shout out to the Joke Squad as far as goes, my fan base, and then shout out to my family for, you know, nominating and voting. Yeah, I may not have won, but it was, you know, a very, very, you know, big honor on my end just to get nominated for, mm-hmm. you know, something. I got nominated for Mixtape of the Year for my mixtape, A Long Time Coming, that I put out 2 years ago now. So, you know, my family's definitely had my back. They've helped out, you know, with helping me get to shows, first time that I flew to Vegas and performed. So, yeah, I got a nice little support system, you know, backing me and stuff. So, and I'm very appreciative of it.
That's great. That's great, because a lot of artists, a lot of people don't have that when it comes to their career and their craft. They don't have people that's going to really back them or motivate them. And even though it got to do with finance, it's just share and support and, you know, say you got it, you know, that's all that matters sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. telling a person to keep going and don't give up, you know, that matters more than money and anything else, anything material. Just being there is a good thing.
Okay.
Yes. So okay. Tell us some of the places you have performed or some of the things you have done.
I mean, as far as it goes, the places that I performed at, like I mentioned before, I flew out to Vegas and performed. That was like three years ago at this point. Did a show out there. Then I flown to California, got in the studio out there with a good friend of mine. His name is Strap with Mochetta Records. Shout out to them. Did a couple of songs out there. Shout out to the ones in Vegas, JMO and Slim. They, like I said, showed major love while I was out there because I did a interview and performed while I was there. Then, I went to Biloxi for the SCAs. That was earlier this year. I went while I was there. I drove that hour and a half to New Orleans and got footage for a video that will be coming soon that is shot and edited by myself.
That's what I wanted you to come out with. Go ahead.
Yeah,
give us a beat
for my songs called No Hooks. The song is out already, but I'm working on doing the video. And what I ended up doing was when I was in Biloxi, I got footage on the beach. Went to New Orleans and got footage, and then the following weekend I flew to Maryland for a family thing. But while I was out there, I was in the D.C. area and got footage. So this video will be put together over three different cities, and I'm working on editing that because I've been trying to branch into, you know, out into doing, you know, videography work as well, because I was actually just yesterday helping shoot a music video for someone else. So, yeah, just trying to do a few different things. I performed in Atlanta. I performed in Kentucky. So, you know, mostly just over here, you know, in the South for right now, and a couple of things on the West Coast. But I'm just trying to get to as many areas as possible because, I feel like I've got a vision and just an image and an all-around personality that everybody can really get with, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you have another song that called Notepad. What's that about?
Well, this one is one that I feel like anybody who is an artist definitely is gonna understand this one. My life is in my notepad. That's just it. Everything that I go through, I write it down, and that doesn't mean whether that's on paper or in the notepad on my phone. That's what my music is a page ripped from my diary, basically. And so that's the purpose of this song, is just kind of giving you a little bit of insight into some of the things that I've gone through to get me to where I'm at right now and where my mind is right now when it comes to doing this music, as well as just living life in this really crazy world that we're living in right now. And so that's the point of that one. So, like, for anybody out there that's listening right now, if you do music, if you're just chasing a dream in general, and that you're doing is your outlet, you're gonna understand this. You know, your life is in your notepad, is in your gym membership, whatever it is. That's what the point of this is basically, putting your all into it.
Mhm. Yeah, you said a mouthful right there, because that is so true.
I appreciate it.
Okay, so I already know this is going to be deep right here. Introduce the song to everybody, to the world, and we're going to play this right now. What's the name of the song again?
This is Notepad by Lyrical Savage.
All right. Right here on 107.3 WMQP FM, baby. You heard it first.
I read everything, dog. For real.
My whole life is in my notepad, from good days to being broke bad. No cash, walking to work when I had no
real
studio. Got too expensive, I built my own lab. Fighting with the girl in the mirror, I kicked my own ass. Left me broke down and scarred up, but I won't quit till I'm the best at it. Bar none, I'm awesome. Shit like Nip on Slauson, a little throwed out. Be advised, use caution. I remember late nights with a lot on my mind. I'd sit up and cry, then cut a beat on and put it all in a rhyme. At the time, my every other thought was wanting to die. Before I had my son, my music is what kept me alive. Cause I was born with a talent that's a gift and a curse. Cause people wanna hear a hit and I just wanna be heard. Imagine having something to say, but no one to listen. Imagine trying to get out a message, but no one can get it.
Cause they don't understand. Back to the lab to form another plan. And I'm not gonna quit till I manage to get the upper hand. Or she snap back like a rubber band. Yeah, I got winter and summer plans, I mean that. Yeah, I'm on their head like a bean cap. My baby never thought you'd ever see a clown hit you with sing rap. The verses are the story of my life. So when I die, I play a song and you can see what I was like. Cause my life is in a notepad.
Yeah.
I don't think y'all understand. My whole life is in a notepad. Write it down, write it down. Man, I'm just trying to be the man. My whole life is in the words that I write. In the middle of the night, when my demons in the visit just to fight. My whole life is in a notepad. Notepad, notepad.
My whole life is in the words that I write down. Voices talking off in my head, I tell them pipe down. Cause I know I was meant to make it in this world one way or another. I'm gonna get it, just not right now. Cause I was born with a talent. This talent with a mental imbalance. So God gave me a gift and paired it up with a challenge. I had to take my time, develop my treacherous mind. So the pleasure is mine. Welcome to the house of the damage. I got a big heart that only gets used against me. Till I'm tapped out and feeling confused and empty. Trying to sort through all of this confusion in me. Trying to kill the hate inside and remove the envy. Cause it's killing me, I don't mean it physically. Burdens weighing on me mentally, I can't let this get to me. That's cause I got a demon inside that's waiting to rise. So you can take a look in my eyes and see your demise. It's waiting at the surface and that's the whole reason I write. Cause my demons come to visit at night. We go pound for pound, round for round. It's a fight for my life and my soul is the price on the line. So you can say I got a tortured mind, but I'm blessed by the most divine. My time is coming if I hold the line. So I'ma write all my emotions down. Cause it's just me against the world trying to hold me down. So I write it in my notepad.
Yeah.
I don't think y'all understand. My whole life is in a notepad.
Write it down, write it down.
Man, I'm just trying to be the man. My whole life is in the words that I write. In the middle of the night, when my demons tend to visit just to fight. My whole life is in a notepad. Notepad, notepad.
Okay, okay, okay. You just doing that, okay? You ain't playing with them.
I'm not playing with them.
Yeah. So, how, when it comes to doing music, have you, like, what have you experienced as an artist? Like, what was your, like, your experience dealing with the music industry, and what made you like decide to not give up through the hard times?
I've dealt with a lot of craziness, real ratchet promoters and stuff that they only there for the money. So, you know, you already got to pay to perform, then get in there. And when the crowd is big and stuff, like, I'm one that'll get there early. When they actually, like, well, I'm not even going to say early. When they say they want the artist there, I'll get there on time, get checked in like I'm supposed to, be there waiting and stuff. And then instead of me getting to go when they're telling me that I'm, you know, going to go for whatever time slot I may have picked, I'll get pushed way to the end when there's no crowd left or anything like that, just because they homeboy was coming. And when they finally did show up, they wanted to put them on while there was still a big crowd. So I'm going to move you. And then this next person, they threw me an extra $100. So I'm going to put them this, so, you know, just dealing with that type of craziness and stuff, or people telling you that, oh, I'm going to do this. I've had people that I helped them get a connection for a venue. They tell me they're going to help me out with something in return as far as it goes, with just trying to build my name and stuff, and then I never hear from them. I've dealt with some weird craziness and a lot of, y'all, dealing with people telling me that they can help me get to the next level, but they really only just out looking for some extra money, or they, you know, stuff like that. So a lot of lies, a lot of backhanded shadiness, you know, stuff like that. But too many people tell me that I'm good, and I'm not just trying to be cocky or anything like that, but too many people will hear me spit, and they're like, no, you're really good. You spit in a way that I haven't heard in a while, and you've got something. And I get so much love from people that don't know me that it's like I've got to keep pushing, because I don't feel like there's anything else out there for me to do. I'm great at anything, and that's not downing myself, because I can, anything that I decide to do, I'm good at it. But this music, writing, performing, that's a different feeling. And
yeah,
I know
you crave it. Yeah, you crave it. So, yeah, and that's a whole different hunger. Now, this song called, yeah, so this song that you got out called Move, how did you, what made you come up with this song?
Well, actually, as I mentioned in one of the other songs, I've been in the gym. I've, you know, always been on the heavier side of things, and it was starting to really, you know, affect my health and my music. So I got in the gym, and I ended up actually also getting a job that's really, really physical, because I want to lose the extra weight. I want to get healthy. I want to get in shape. But everybody has a day or days where you wake up and you don't want to do it. No matter how much you know you want the results, you don't want to do it. And so I wrote this as my own personal motivation song, but at the same time, I feel like my past can help motivate somebody else. So it's just, you have to get up and you have to move. And it's, that's no matter whether it's you trying to get in shape, whether you're trying to do something with music, whether you're trying to start a business, you know, whether you're in school trying to get a degree, you got to move on every day. Every day counts. And so that's the point.
Okay, okay. Well, shoot, y'all heard it right here from the hottest artist. I mean, I'm going to, it's no title right now for you right now. I really think that you're going to be the next hottest female. You very creative. So they not ready for you. And what's the name of this song again?
It's called Move by Lyrical
Savage. Yeah, we finna move everybody out your way, because that's exactly what this song is all about. Y'all finna move out the way, because lyrics, she's coming, and she's coming hard. So y'all might as well joke your ass, excuse my language, but hop your ass right on out the way, Billy Hop, however you gonna do it, because move, like Lil Chris said, with that voice.
I'm gonna tell you right now, it's all right to fall, but you gotta get back up. That's the whole point.
Everyone's born with two voices.
They are.
Living inside of their head.
Okay.
One says you get up and move.
Move.
The other says stay in the bed.
Okay.
So which one has got your attention?
Which one?
Which one do you choose to listen?
Which one?
To when you making decisions?
Yeah.
Are you gonna get up or give in? They told me to hustle and motivate. So I put the world on my shoulder blade. I've been where you are, so I know the pain. I'm searching for you, but don't know the way.
Okay.
Well, I'm here to say you unstoppable.
You
the dream that you chasing is possible.
Yeah.
See, people gon' say it's improbable. So treat them like every new obstacle.
Yeah.
Ain't no going around, you push through
push.
And walk to the beat of your own music. The fire inside, it burns bluish. And you got the power, so don't lose it. When they call you dumb, just stay lucid.
Yeah.
You say you the one, they say prove
okay.
it. When that voice in your head says you can't
do
it,
hear me?
And you feel like quitting, just keep moving.
Move.
Don't stop.
Move your pride out of the way.
You wanna get to the prize? You gotta go through the pain.
Push.
Move.
Gotta keep going.
Your choices are paving the way. Are you gonna go for the gold? Are you gonna go to the grave? Move. Pick yourself up and put yourself out of your feelings and move. Are you gonna cry? Lay down and wallow in pity or move. I'll show you the way, but you gotta make the decision to move. You gotta move. So get up and
so
move.
Tell me the dream in your head now. Are you trying to tone up and shed pounds?
Are you
trying to get a new sound?
Okay.
Well, you ain't gonna get it by laying down. See, you gotta work at it every day.
Yeah.
And you gon' lose people along the way.
Well,
walk in a path they ain't choose to take. Well, this is your life, they ain't get a say. So make a decision and stick to it. Cause you got the power to influence. The struggle is real, you've been through it. So you done been judged and called stupid. But you gon' keep pushing and grinding. Going from cubit to diamond. The way to the top, you gon' find it. So step on that ladder and climb it.
Move. Don't stop. Move your pride out of the way. You wanna get to the prize? You gotta go through the pain.
Push.
Move.
Gotta keep going.
Your choices are paving the way. Are you gonna go for the gold? Are you gonna go to the grave? Move. Pick yourself up and put yourself out of your feelings and move. Are you gonna cry? Lay down and wallow in pity or move. I'll show you the way, but you gotta make the decision to move. You gotta move. So get up and move.
That's right. You got to move, dog, no matter what. Even if you find out later on that the people that you thought was supporting you really was just there just to ride off your wave. You know what I'm saying? You got so many people that be fake supporting you, too. So you got to watch out for that fake support, that fake whatever. Now, what motivated you to not give up? Like, what made you say, okay, what motivated you not to give up?
My son. I'm doing this not just for myself, but to give my son a better life. And I didn't have an all-the-way-around bad life. I mean, of course, I had downtime and stuff like that, but I had a pretty good life, and I want to give him better. So if I'm gonna give him better, I gotta work harder. I got a high standard to beat, because I have a pretty supportive family. I didn't start going through my struggles until I got grown. So any struggles that's on me. That's my fault. You know, some people got the background where they grew up bad. No, I had a good bringing up, but I ran into my struggles and my pitfalls in my adulthood. And I can't quit because I want to give him better. My son loves my music. He loves my music. He dances and tries to rap along to what he can, and he actually censors himself if it's one where I do where I cuss. But he loves it, and I want to keep doing music place where I can truly give him anything that he wants. But at the same time, I'm gonna make him work for stuff, because I had to. I want him to know that there's struggles, but if I can get him better than what this world has right now, I'm gonna do that.
That's right. And that's that should motivate everyone, the kids, because they need us to survive. That should motivate anyone to want to not to give up, not to, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. Everybody that's going through stuff overseas, to everyone that's losing family, losing loved ones, stay prayed up. Don't give up. Don't give up. You know, keep moving forward. Yeah.
Now my son didn't ask me.
Yeah, now you have a song called Bad Side. What is that? What's that about?
Well, I mean, y'all heard the real. I'm this crazy clown. For anybody that saw the picture, you see what I look like. I have a bad side. I'm not all motivational and giving you the real all the time. I have some dark thoughts, and that's what this whole song is. This is the crazy side of Lyrical Savage, of Tennessee Joker. This is the side of me that you don't want to meet in a dark alley or in a well-lit one. You just don't want to meet this side, period. So, yeah, that's what this one is. I think this one, you just really have to hear it, because I can't.
Okay, okay. Okay, no better than listen to it right here on 107.3 WMQP-FM. 8 on the Miss Chocolate Show, Bad Side.
Man, I'm not a joker, nigga.
I got all these demons and stuff that I fight daily, and y'all just don't get it. My mind's a real dark place. Better go get you a flashlight. My heart is colder than slab dice. You don't wanna get on my bad side. Dark days turn to black nights. I'm throwed off, I just act nice. Y'all think I'm crazy as hell? And honestly, I think that y'all right. Come take a walk through the darkest parts of all of my thoughts. But I would advise you to stay close to me, cause this isn't somewhere you wanna get lost. Bloody walls and women's screams are things I see in here in my dreams. But you wonder why I don't get no sleep. You wanna get high to try to find some peace. But there ain't no rest for the wicked. It seems it's the stress on my dick that I'd rather go crazy and villain and torture you slowly. To say that I did it, I'll rip out the nail out of each of your digits. That means your fingers and toes. Where's the insanity stuff? Nobody knows. They don't want to go, so this is goodbye. Wait, where are you going? Out of my mind. I'm on a mental decline from trying to tell you some people I'm fine. I'm lying. I'm either crying inside, I'm dying. I need some time to find my mind. But how do I find what I never had? See, I don't mean angry when I say I'm mad. I mean that I'm crazy and bored of my sad. But instead of crying, I'm choosing to laugh.
My mind's a real dark place. Better go get you a flashlight. My heart is colder than slab dice. You don't wanna get on my bad side. Dark days turn to black nights. I'm sold off, I just act nice. Y'all think I'm crazy as hell? Honestly, I think that y'all right. My mind's a real dark place. Better go get you a flashlight. Better go get you a flashlight. You better go get you a flashlight. My mind's a real dark place. Better go get you a flashlight. My heart is colder than slab dice. You don't wanna get on my bad side.
Depression and anxiety. These mental demons keep trying. The Grim Reaper keeps eyeing me. I told him to come on and ride with me. Cause I'm not afraid of Santa Claus. He's just doing a job that no one wants. Yeah. They call me a lyrical cannibal. Yeah. Cause I don't have beef, cause I eat the whole. I do the most, but that's how I like it. I stay in my head when you're not invited. I really don't like guns, but your throat off fight. So don't play with me, cause I'm choosing violence. Yeah. Silence when I'm writing. I can't decide if demons I should fight. I joined the side. I'm good at playing nice, but it's a lot. I have dreams at night of homicide. Yeah. You can keep the day, I like the night. I prefer the pain, it helps me right. You can keep the fame and all the ice. You still don't know my name before I die. Fuck it, I keep trucking, no kicking buckets. Coming up with verses with heat like up. Yeah. You don't even know me to pass.
Why you do that?
Acting like you hate it, but no, you love it.
My mind's a real dark place. Better go get you a flashlight. My heart is colder than slab dice. You don't wanna get on my bad side. Dark days turn to black nights. I'm sold off, I just act nice. Y'all think I'm crazy as hell? Honestly, I think that y'all right. My mind's a real dark place. Better go get you a flashlight. Better go get you a flashlight. You better go get you a flashlight. My mind's a real dark place. Better go get you a flashlight. My heart is colder than slab dice. You don't wanna get on my bad side.
Like I said, I got a whole lot of thoughts in my head, man. What y'all need to be afraid of is the day that those become reality.
Yeah. All right. Oh, fire. Now, how can everybody reach you? Like, give everybody your social media information. You know how they can find your music, the ones that's out, and give us some details on all that.
All right. Well, Instagram, which is where, I ain't gonna lie, I do the majority, you know, of my posting. But you can follow me on IG at TNJoker. That's TNJOKKER. Yeah, Joker with two K's for crazy clown. You can also find me on Facebook at Lyrical Savage. That's the name of my page. It's LYRYKALSAVAGE. One more time. Lyrical is spelled LYRYKAL and then Savage. You can also find me on TikTok. I got actually a string of videos that I'm going to be posting coming up here soon that y'all are really going to like. Follow me on TikTok at TNJOKKER. All of my music is out on all major platforms. Of the songs that got played today, Joke Flow is out. Move is out. The other ones are coming soon. But you can follow me on Spotify, look me up on Tidal, look me up on Apple Music, whatever you use. Lyrical Savage, LYRYKALSAVAGE. I got a few videos out and a few more coming soon. In particular, the video for Joke Flow will be coming soon. Look me up on YouTube. I'm going to say it one more time. LYRYKALSAVAGE, Lyrical Savage. I keep spelling it for you because I know that it's weird. But, yeah, just look me up. And, like I said, I got a lot coming soon for y'all that y'all really going to like. If you like what you heard today, go see my visuals because my visuals are definitely something different, and I feel like you're going to like it.
Definitely. So, hey, y'all heard it here first on 107.3 WMQP FM on the Miss Chocolate Show with Lyrics Sir the Savage. Okay, you heard it. You got to put the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different metaphors when you say that name. So y'all make sure y'all go Google it and follow her movement. Follow the movement because it's deep.
For real.
Definitely that. So thank you for calling in. Thank you for doing the interview. And hey, oh yeah, I heard you got a lot coming forth. So y'all be listening in all over to y'all local radio stations, in your station, to y'all cars, from y'all radio to y'all cars, from your phone, you will hear Move on every radio station very soon. So y'all stay tuned.
Definitely. I appreciate you for having me on. Hey, and if y'all was messing with me, go drop that Joker emoji underneath one of my posts or the flyer from this. I want to see the love. I appreciate y'all, for real. All
right. We signing off like this. So everybody, hey, move out the way.
I'm not a joker, nigga. I'm gonna tell you right now, it's I had to fall, but you gotta get back up. That's the whole point. Everyone's born with two voices.
They are
living inside of their head.
Okay.
One says you get up and move. The other says stay in the bed.
Okay.
So which one has got your attention?
Which one?
Which one do you choose to listen?
Which one?
To when you making decisions?
Yeah.
Are you gonna get up or give in?
Uh-huh.
They told me to hustle and motivate.
Yeah.
So I put the world on my shoulder blade.
I've
been where you are, so I know the pain.
I'm
searching for you, but don't know the way.
Okay.
Well, I'm here to say you unstoppable.
You
that dream that you chasing is possible.
Yeah.
See, people gon' say it's improbable, so treat them like every new obstacle.
Yeah.
Ain't no going around, you push through
push.
And walk to the beat of your own music. The fire inside, it burns fluid. And you got the power, so don't lose it. When they call you dumb, just stay lucid. You say you the one, they say prove it. When that voice in your head says you can't
do
it, and you feel like quitting, just keep moving.
Move, don't stop.
Move your pride out of the way. You wanna get to the prize, you gotta go through the pain. Move,
gotta keep going.
Your choices are paving the way. Are you gonna go for the gold? Are you gonna go to the grave? Move. Pick yourself up and put yourself out of your feelings and move. Are you gonna cry? Lay down and wallow in pity or move. I'll show you the way, but you gotta make the decision to move. You gotta move. So get up and
so
move.
Tell me the dream in your head now.
Are you trying to tone up and shed pounds?
Are you
trying to get a new sound?
Okay.
Well, you ain't gonna get it by laying down. So you gotta work it in.
got the power to influence. The struggle is real, you've been through it. So you done been judged and called stupid. But you gon' keep pushing and grinding. Going from cubit to diamond. The way to the top, you gon' find it. So step on that ladder and climb it. Move, don't stop. Move your pride out of the way. You wanna get to the prize? You gotta go through the pain. Move. Gotta keep going. Your choices are paving the way. Are you gonna go for the gold? Are you gonna go to the grave? Move. Pick yourself up and pull yourself out of your feelings and move. Are you gonna cry? Lay down and wallow in pity. Move. I'll show you the way, but you gotta make the decision to move. You gotta move. So get up and move.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everybody that's tuning in right now on 107.3 WMQP FM. Thank you for all the listeners. Oh, my goodness. And we got another live interview with my boy, one of the groups that I broke a long time ago called Nappy Roots, will actually be live today at 4 o'clock. So y'all tune in with that as well. And I see y'all deuces. And thank you for tuning in with us with your girl, Lyrisker Savage. And let me say it right because that name is so unique. You got to make sure you say that name right because that name is, oh, man, that name is so out of this world. And it speaks for itself. She speaks for herself. Now y'all know she can rap, okay? It's over with. The end. Come back again, all right? Now y'all know she can rap, and it's a rap, just like that. Right here on 107.3 WMQP FM, and thank y'all for tuning in.